This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Walk need to make back. Everybody so mad. No, I'm looking at Tom Hanks. He's in a lot of really great movies,
yeah,
obviously.
It's Tom Hanks.
Apollo 13, he was great in that. Loved that one. The Green Mile, I agree. But
I would have thought he's one of the most universally loved actors. Like, you just can't really say
I don't hate him. I just think that...
You think he's overrated.
I just think he's a little overrated. And then you have to be rated really highly to be overrated. But Forrest Gump, it's problematic in terms of that. That performance is a little problematic.
That's you liked it when movie. It came out.
Yeah, but it doesn't hold up as well.
See, I think the performance is
the
outstanding.
The League of Their Own scene.
You could talk about if the idea of Forrest Gump was a corny movie or whatever, but the all performance right.
Like, I love
great.
Catch Me If You Can, but I think Leo's way better than
who's your favorite
Tom
actor?
Hanks. Who's my favorite actor?
Yeah, if it's not Tom Hanks, because
I love Clooney a lot.
You know, we always want to be somebody we're not.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like Tom Hanks, because guess what? You are Tom Hanks. That's why you're not attracted.
Interesting.
He does not attract you.
Interesting.
George Clooney
mm-hmm.
is who you like, because guess what? You're not George Clooney.
Yeah.
Right.
Want to be Danny Ocean.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Has there ever been anybody cooler?
No.
A whiskey. The coolest dude around. Yeah. I always like Mickey Rourke, because he was like really, I don't know what happened to him lately. Not as handsome as he was, but he was always like the bad boy that I wanted to be, that never really was.
George Clooney's not a bad boy necessarily, though. Like Robert Downey Jr.,
bad boy.
He's good, but it's not someone I want to be. Robert Downey Jr., but he's good.
Zach's just Ben's favorite actor is Humphrey Bogart. I love Orson Welles.
I mean,
now that's an actor.
You've told us, like, Hannah, she thinks she doesn't like Denzel Washington.
Correct.
Thinks he's overrated.
Correct.
Overrated?
Yes.
She's like, I think Ben might be more egregious.
They're both pretty they really deserve each other, those two. I'll tell you. Neither of them listen to me, and they both deserve each other with their bad takes. Denzel, she doesn't like. My wife married somebody that does not like.
I have no problem with Denzel.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
As is Tom Hanks. If a Tom Hanks movie comes out, the chances are I'll see it.
Absolutely. I would never stay away from a Tom Hanks. He's not going to ruin it.
Why?
Anything.
If you think he's overrated, what are you giving your money for?
I didn't see the Mr. Rogers.
I'm just saying, everyone rates him as a 10 in actors.
He's a 10.
I rate him more as like an 8.
Oh my God.
Like an 8. A good 8. A solid 8.
Who's a 10 then? Who makes a 10?
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Oh, you like a good Matt Damon film.
I do like, Matt Damon is outstanding.
He's also another guy that you're not.
But he's outstanding.
So is Tom Hanks.
I'll say, like, Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio, I'll probably watch any movie. If they sign on for it,
yeah,
I'm probably going to watch it.
I mean, the ones who are the actors, like the Daniel Day-Lewis's and stuff,
yeah,
I am sure they're very, very good. The movies they make are like, do I have to sit through this again?
There will be blood. some of Daniel Day-Lewis's are a bit excruciating.
Exactly.
I tried to watch Lincoln, I don't know, 50 times, and if I ever need to fall asleep, I just put on Lincoln. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, ever. Terrible movie. So yeah, you don't like the thespians, and you don't like the big beloved stars. You like a little bit of more of the handsome leading man.
I guess so.
Yeah, which makes sense. That makes sense. You had a little Clooney in you when you were young.
Tom Hanks wasn't a bad looking guy.
No, but Ben had a little Clooney in him when he was young. I've seen those pictures of you when you were young, your headshots. You had a little Clooney in you.
A little bit.
Yeah. Could see it.
Never cool, though.
No.
Never had. Whiskey and a whiskey.
Never.
We have no idea what that means still.
No, still. I have no idea what it means. Yeah. Why do you want two glasses of whiskey?
Seems like the
this
coolest
much
thing.
This much and this much?
I want a big one and I want
a little one.
No one orders that.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to chase it with the other one.
Yet he made it very cool sounding.
So cool, dude. So cool. All right, Paulie, take it away, buddy.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report.
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
James says
that was so good.
Remember when Jerry Seinfeld called into that radio station the other day when the producer said he didn't think Seinfeld was that great? Well, Tom Hanks has the chance to do the funniest thing ever right now.
That would be the 833-288-0973. Tom.
Oh, that would be incredible. I'd even settle for Chet Hanks to call in and defend his dad's honor.
Lay a little
Yo, Josh, what up, man? Chet Hanks. This is from your boy, Doug.
Doug.
Told me you're turning 43, bro. And I just wanted to say, big up your Bumba class, Ross. 43 years around the world. John O'Star. I heard you won an Oscar for a animated movie. Look, man, I do voice acting, too. Maybe create some sort of Rasta character,
right?
A cartoon. I got other accents too. Cockney. Oh, I love. I eat there. Love you, man. What? I could do a bunch of accents.
Clearly,
you name it, I'll get it done. If you create a cartoon character, put me in your next movie, bro. I'm dead ass serious about that. Anyway, have a great 43rd birthday, bro, and congratulations. More life.
It's that was a Chet Hanks birthday cameo from June of 2022.
I've never heard anything like it in my whole life.
It's one of the funniest things we've ever seen.
All of it. The Rasta thing and then the pitching him
Chet
on a movie.
Hanks, this is from your boy, Doug.
Doug.
It's my favorite part. It's so good.
Doug.
I don't have enough Dougs in my life.
No
doubt. It makes me sad.
Doug.
Chet is say, not big up a name that I
like.
No.
I think about the brother from Weird Science.
Chet.
Now make yourself one. Lead.
Chet Hanks. I would love to hang out with him, man. What a trip. God. All right. What do you got, Paul?
We'll start off in Major League Baseball, or actually Minor League Baseball. And I need a little help here. I need some Ben-splaining, maybe. There, I saw this story on ESPN, the Fair Ball Act.
Yes.
And it's aiming to protect minor leaguers. And attempting to protect minor league baseball players. This has been going on for years. Fair wages and all of that. Because the way it used to be, man, it was...
Well, I think the way that it still is in a lot
of
cases.
Still is, but I think at least there's a lot more restrictions to protect these players. And there's a new bill, the Fair Ball Act, to protect minor leaguers from legislation exempting them from wage and hour laws.
Yeah, so, you know, Congress snuck in at some point some language that exempted baseball from fully paying minor leaguers, like minimum wage and, you know, all the benefits that they need. It's a complex issue. If you're a minor league baseball player, when are you working and when are you not working, Woods?
You're supposed to be working pretty much year-round.
No,
yeah, but you're like, working during the season.
Like, you know, like if you had to get paid by the hour.
Like if you had to clock in?
Like if you had to clock in.
Show up to the ballpark for a 7 o'clock game at 3 o'clock, clock out at 11.
Okay, so 3 to 11. You're saying an 8-hour day.
What
if in the morning you're going to the batting cages on your own?
Well, you probably should be.
You should be, but is that work or is that not work? I mean, it's certainly helping your employer if you're working on your game and getting better.
Right.
So should you get paid for that? It's a complex issue, obviously. I don't know how huge the effect is. Now, remember, minor leaguers unionized and did get a bunch of concessions and increased pay. I mean, they're obviously not breaking the bank, but they got significant raises and, you know, more things covered now. So I'm not sure that this is totally going to change anything, even if it gets passed, that they're not going to all of a sudden get a ton more money. But it would just erase some of those exemptions that baseball had written in by Congress about not having to pay major leaguers full, like, minimum wage.
Minor leaguers.
I'm sorry, minor leaguers.
Yeah, it's just, for me, the way I've always looked at it is this. You have a business, and you need to take care of your employees, right? And it's going to serve you. And look, there's going to be guys that are on your minor league team, Ben, that you know are never, ever, 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 ever sniffing the big leagues. Unless malaria goes through your clubhouse. It's through all of your clubhouses. Correct. You're like, all right.
For all seven clubhouses.
Through all seven clubhouses. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, the answer is yes. I have to take care of each and every one. I have to provide health coverage. And yes, their salary is commensurate upon experience and you know, whatever. But
we're talking about the bottom number.
We're talking about the bottom number.
I mean,
right.
It would serve like Lake Elsinore. I don't know what California, I don't even know what minimum wage, $16, $17.
Yeah.
Like, they should all at least be making,
sure.
If you broke it down by hour, that amount. And they weren't for pretty much forever.
You know, and many will say, well, I mean, playing baseball is a game, and you should be out working. If it's money you're worried about, you should be out working a real job. Fine. There's an argument to be made there. You know, you're chasing a dream. It's going to cost you. I understand all that.
I mean, like, from a business standpoint, a lot of minor league teams wouldn't even exist. If they were just trying to make money, a lot of those minor league teams don't.
Yeah.
They're simply feeder systems for the major league team, which, you know, should be making money. But they're not charging, you know, they can't charge much for attendance. Like, should those guys be paid anything? They're not drawing the audiences. They don't have there's no big TV deals for minor league baseball. They're not necessarily providing that immediate value. It's all kind of in the future, and that's the way it's set up. You cash in big if you get to the big leagues. If you don't get there, then you are kind of paid what you're worth, which is not much, unfortunately. Yeah. It's just, it turns into a really ugly situation where guys, you know, sleeping, you know, six to a one-room apartment and, you know, eating, you know, basically whatever they can scrounge for, you know, breakfast. You don't want guys to live like that. They are in your organization, but they're not the ones that are providing any value. You know, single-A players don't provide much value to their organization.
Yep, not yet.
Not yet. You're hoping they will.
Yeah, so what's the... They're going to try to pass a new law?
Yes, just to erase some of the exemptions.
Got it. But, yeah. Got it.
All right, we'll move on. Sports media. Now, when I first saw this story, I kind of just glossed over it and moved on. And then I saw a second headline about it, and I started thinking about it, and I go, you know, this bumps me out. ESPN is saying farewell to their show Around the Horn in 2025. It'll be the final year of the show, and it's been running for 23 years.
Yep.
And while the cast of characters is mostly remain the same, they interchange, you know, people here or there, Tony Reale has been there the entire time.
Wow.
And I started thinking about it. I go, okay, a 23-year run. I just turned 34 a couple months ago. I'm like, since I was 11 years old, that show has been on. And while I haven't watched a ton of it recently because I just don't watch a ton of TV anymore, like, I remember getting home, like, 2 o'clock, Around the Horn, 2:30, PTI.
Yep.
Every single day.
I didn't watch a lot of Around the Horn. Did you?
Not a ton, but, you know, it's on when I have ESPN just kind of in the background.
Yep.
During the day, see what the hot takes are.
I don't know exactly why it's coming to an end. I feel like once you've made it over 20 years,
don't they still need to fill that time? Has Tony Reale just got so expensive that they've decided they can fill that time slot with something cheaper at this point?
Yeah, it's been there in 5 p.m. Eastern time for ESPN.
I mean, I
for
will
20
admit,
plus
does
years?
Anyone really set their alarm to make sure that they watch?
Well, do you set your alarm for anything on television anymore besides like a live sporting event?
Some people may. I mean, it may be, you know, part of the
day. I hope you set your alarm for 6 a.m. for Ben and Woods.
Yeah. Well, they're moving over inside the NBA to ESPN. I thought that was the media story you were going to cover.
We talked about that earlier this week when you were not here.
Oh,
I
wasn't here.
Which is a big story.
The Stephen A. Smith not being a part of
that. So the ESPN pre and post game show, what, NBA Countdown?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? It's never done that well. At least compared to Inside the NBA. So, but it's not going away completely because the Inside the NBA guys aren't going to be there for every ESPN game all the time. So they're going to have both of them, and they're not crossing over. They just said Stephen A. is not crossing over to the other one. They're just going to be totally separate shows still. They're just going to both air on ESPN.
Interesting.
Chat's correcting me. They're right. Max Kellerman actually started as the host of that show.
That's right.
And then
he was the first host.
Tony Kornheiser.
PTI is the flagship.
Yep.
When it comes to daily sports debate talk shows, I think they have done it the best, the longest, the most consistent.
30 minutes, they get everything covered, quick and concise.
The idea of having that rundown on the side and everything, it's a well-conceived sports debate show.
I'll sign up for a 30-minute show.
Yeah, I know you would.
Right now.
With commercial breaks.
With commercial breaks.
Like 16 minutes.
It's actually hard. 4 minutes of content?
It's actually harder. It's harder than you think to actually make that good when it's that fast.
Be all right.
We would figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem.
All right, we'll be on for 6 to 6.30 tomorrow. Just rip through the stories of the day. That's it for us.
And then we'll replay it on 97.3 The Fan 2 later in the day.
Correct.
All right, and then finally, quickly here, I saw we got a new music documentary, some of my favorite documentaries and films to watch, and this one I think it's got all of us excited, Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh.
It's getting a documentary done on them, and we don't have a release date yet, but it's going to be, it was announced through Apple, so they're going to handle that, and Frank Marshall is directing it. Frank Marshall recently has done, he did the Bee Gees in 2020.
Great doc.
And he did the Beach Boys documentary in 2024, this year on Disney Plus.
That one left me a little unsatisfied. I wanted more.
Is everyone other than Christine McVie still alive from Fleetwood Mac?
Yes.
I believe John. Is John?
Who's John?
John was the bass player. What the hell was his name?
There's Mick Fleetwood,
yeah,
Stevie
drummer.
Nicks, yep. Christine McVie.
John McVie.
Oh,
John. I believe he's dead as well.
It says here, according to Apple, the documentary will feature never-before-seen footage, new interviews, archival interviews of Christine.
John McVie is not dead. He's very much alive. I would expect him to pass away by this afternoon, though, since I mentioned it. So that will be ridiculous.
Just like you did with Gary Coleman.
Correct. Who'd you do it to recently?
Who did Ben murder? Yeah, I did do that, didn't I?
We did this like last week. Was, who did you murder?
And Lindsey Buckingham is still alive.
Yeah, Lindsey Buckingham's still alive. Who did you kill last week?
Can't remember.
I can't either. I'm losing my mind. Yeah, that's going to be... Oh, the dog. Kirk Herbstreit's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
Killed him.
So when I'm looking at their Wikipedia here, their years active, 1967 to 1995, and then this is 1997 to 2022, but they really... When did they, like... Were they really active in the 2000s? As a band?
They toured a little bit.
Yeah, I mean...
But
you know,
They had an interesting Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac was the first one. It's not what we know.
It's amazing that they stayed together all given the incestuous relationshiping inside that band.
Yeah, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac is how it started. And then once they got Lindsey and Stevie is when the band took off and they were a package deal. And they just went through the roof. When you hear how gnarly they were in the 70s. Like, it's, you can't even wrap your head around the debauchery of that band.
I would imagine there's plenty of documentaries about Fleetwood Mac, but that they weren't a part of. It's just my guess. It's being labeled as the first fully authorized documentary. So the band is absolutely, they're all in on this. They're going to be a part of it. And it says it'll be the first time the band will share their extraordinary story in their own words.
The 97, when the dance came out, when they reunited, that was one of the coolest things I have ever seen in my life.
Favorite Fleetwood Mac song, quickly.
Silver Springs.
The Chain.
Oh, I was going to say The Chain.
Yeah.
I'll say Rumors then, just to be.
That's not a song.
That's an album.
Or
Dreams.
Dreams.
Yeah. Dreams. Yeah. Rumors.
Rumors.
Such a great band. Probably, when's that coming out? They don't know yet.
No release date yet.
God, it'd be great.
Rumors got to be, I mean, top three albums
such
for me.
A legendary front
every
to back.
Single
secondhand
song.
News. All of it. Fantastic. I can't wait. They're doing a Yacht Rock documentary as well.
I will watch that.
I know you will.
Football threesome is coming up next. Have a couple of head scratching lines in a couple of the games this week. We'll do our
starting with tonight.
We'll look ahead to tonight's game matchup to watch. Our picks for the week coming up in our football threesome next on Ben Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. In the blizzard. I just struck by the fact I was looking at this week and I couldn't believe we are already at week 12 of the NFL season. Like, wow, where did that go? Now, the football season passes a lot faster than the baseball season.
It
There's
really
no doubt
does.
About that.
A lot faster.
Yeah, if this was baseball season, we'd just be settling into like early June going, oh, there's still
100
games left. But in football, you are already down to the like the pennant race, essentially, yeah. You know, in baseball terms.
Make or break time.
Last few games of the year, we are already there, and we will take a look ahead at Week 12 in our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal foul, 69, offense. He's giving them the business.
All right, we'll start looking ahead at the game you can hear tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. Thursday night football, 5:15 kickoff. Coverage starts at 4:30. The Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the Cleveland Browns. Mentioned earlier, the weather forecast is unpleasant, not blizzardy, but like 35 and 50% chance of rain tonight in Cleveland. So why on earth are the 8-2 Pittsburgh Steelers at last check only 3.5-point favorites over the 2-8 Cleveland Browns with Jameis Winston at quarterback?
You see this line and you start salivating a little bit. You're like, oh, that number's so low. 3.5.
And maybe, maybe it is low. The over-under is 36.5. That is the makings of a fairly putrid football game. Yeah. The only thing that I can see is that, right, you know that amazing stat, Pittsburgh like 22 straight wins on Monday Night Football at home? Or they're the opposite on Thursday Night Football on the road. They are 1-7 all time and 0-7 since like 1970 in Thursday night games on the road.
How much does that really weigh into
In my mind,
game?
Shouldn't be much. I mean, you know.
They went 0-3 on Thursday nights in the 70s?
If I don't think momentum's a real thing, then not playing well on Thursday like 3 years ago on the road shouldn't impact you much tonight. The Steelers have the better team, and I certainly would be leaning toward Pittsburgh. Now, every road team on these Thursday night games, it's always a grind to turn around from Sunday, practice 2 days,
travel
on Wednesday, and then play a game. Is always tough for the road.
Yeah, I
road
think the,
teams.
You know, the weather too has something, you know, potentially.
But it's not like a dome team or a warm weather team. It's Pittsburgh.
It's Pittsburgh. You're right.
They deal with plenty
but
of weather themselves.
More of like the conditions of the field tonight in the rain.
But, you know, Pittsburgh's got a great running back in Najee Harris, and they have to keep
that
it
favor Pittsburgh?
On the ground. I just feel like it favors Pittsburgh.
3.5
defense.
How would you put your
got
money
a good
on?
Coach.
It?
I mean, yeah. If I was betting this game, I would bet Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But it always makes me go, what am I missing, like Paulie said, when the line doesn't make a lot of sense?
I don't get it.
I really don't either. I mean, the Browns are a dumpster fire.
They've played teams tough, but
yeah, they have played some. I mean, they beat the Ravens. It's not like they can't have a decent game every once in a while. But
so would you take the Browns in the
Remember, they were a decent team last year. You know, Kevin Stefanski, everyone was like, okay, this is the team to watch.
Would you take the Browns in the points?
No, I don't think I'd do that either.
All right. Stay away.
Staying away from this one tonight. Best matchup of the week.
Come back to me.
Well, the one everyone's going to talk about is the Monday Night Football Harbaugh. The Ravens and the Chargers. John Harbaugh versus Jim Harbaugh.
Boy, I know the first time
they've met. You know, when Jim was the coach of the 49ers, they played in a Super Bowl, correct? It's happened before. I think we've determined, as much as I don't want it to be true, Chargers are a decent team, bit of a product of a, you know, bad schedule, easy schedule, but they've taken advantage of it. They are almost certainly going to go to the playoffs. This will be, in addition to the games against the Chiefs, obviously their biggest litmus test. The Ravens, we all know, are a quality football team. They are every year with a good coach. We'll see really where the Chargers. I thought last week was kind of a bit of a litmus test. They beat Joe Burrow. They tried to blow it. They ended up winning that game. This will be another one for them on Monday night.
I like the Niners-Packers game at Lambeau. Niners getting 2 points, McCaffrey back healthy. They're a team that needs to win football games ASAP. And the Packers have had a really, really good season. But I think, I don't know why, for whatever reason, I still see the Niners making the playoffs and potentially even doing some damage once he gets there. Brock Purdy has not been great this year, but I think, you know, we know he's got it in him to be better. He's missed a lot of wide open throws. Like, if he can hone it in a little bit with McCaffrey back, I think that's an interesting.
McCaffrey back has maybe made some people feel like the 49ers are healthy again. They're not. They got McCaffrey back, but they're still decimated by injuries and banged up, and that has been a major factor in their struggles.
You feel like if they can win this game at Lambeau, though, it will set them on the right track. I'm no Niners fan by any stretch. They've not played well in the division. You know, they're gonna have to figure out a way to win at Lambeau. Right? Their season may be done. I mean, they gotta figure it out. They're 5-5 right now, and they feel like a better football team than a 500 football team. That's an intriguing matchup.
Okay. Picks, we want to. I lost last week betting on the Bengals.
Who did I pick last week? I think I took the Lions. They won. They didn't cover. No.
They better have covered. They won like 55-6.
I did not take the Lions.
You didn't take the Lions if they didn't cover.
I'll take the Lions this week.
-7 at Indianapolis.
Yeah.
On the road. Indy's not a bad team. I'll keep that one close. I don't know. I don't love that one.
I'll take it.
So I'm going to bet against a team that I've actually won on, I think, twice this year. I'm going to bet against the Arizona Cardinals, who are in first place right now in that division, 6-4 compared to 5-5 for the other three teams, on the road, Seattle Seahawks, and the line is Arizona favored by one. So this is basically a Lumen Field, Seattle 12th man, home field advantage pick, and I will take that point and see if Seattle just continue the chaos in that division. If Seattle wins, they'll be 6-5. Arizona will be 6-5. If San Francisco wins, they'll be 6-5. And if the Rams can win, they could be 6-5. We could have 4 6-5 teams in the same division at the end of the week this week.
I think I'm going to take the under tonight in the game.
Oh, you're cheering for a really bad.
Yeah, I want a bad.
It's already the lowest over-under of the week.
Yeah, I want a bad football game.
You want just a putrid, bad football game.
Just a terrible 12-6.
Pittsburgh's won twice without scoring a touchdown.
I know.
So you could certainly see them just kicking 5 field goals and winning 15-7 or something like that.
Next lowest total is Minnesota at Chicago on Sunday, 39.5, 3 points higher.
I'm going to just lock it in.
I think I would honestly, probably the biggest spread of the week.
11.
Kansas City -10.5 against the Panthers. I was
thinking about taking the Panthers in that game.
I was thinking about taking the Chiefs. I think we all saw that loss coming last weekend in Buffalo. I think they come out and beat the doors off.
If they had won that game, I think I would have taken the Panthers, like a little let down. Not that they would have won, but they were going to be like, take a breath, and it would end up being closer than you thought. Because they lost,
I think it's a little wake-up call.
I kind of lean toward you, Paulie. Like, there's a chance they just like, okay, lock it back in. We still control our own destiny. As long as we keep winning, Buffalo, they have the tiebreaker on us now. There's a little more urgency for the Chiefs. So I do see that argument, and that's why I didn't ultimately take Carolina. But that's a huge spread for a team that, honestly, even though they're 9-1, they're not that impressive, this year's Chiefs. I've seen more impressive Chiefs teams, and that's a huge spread. But because they lost last week, I wouldn't put it past them to have one of their better games and just go and wipe the floor with the Panthers.
I'd probably take Philly -2.5 in L.A. on Sunday night as well.
I like that, too. All right. Threesome is over, unfortunately. You hate when a threesome ends.
I wouldn't know. A threesome would be fun. That's a golf drop, by the way. All right, we will come back. Final segment. We do have one last Baseball Writers of America award to give out today. Two of them.
I shan't be tuning in.
I think most of us are ready for awards season to be over, and it will be in about 7 hours.
Turn off your social media feed, Padres fans, tonight.
Ben Just Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Final segment of Ben and Woods. Thank you for joining us here on a Thursday.
I love these loose, laid-back shows. Somebody said, Ashlyn tweeted that she was listening to the Ben and Woods audio feed, or watching on YouTube, and Polly played the drop. A threesome would be fun, right when her manager walked by her desk.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Ashlyn. Thanks for listening.
Does her manager not think threesomes would be fun?
I mean, I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Most bosses like to play golf.
Just try to get people in trouble.
To walk by your employee's office and you might hear something.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
It's so good. What was that from?
I don't know.
Again, please.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Ganja, a.k.a. You sound like a dude at a school giving a pitch to little kid. This is ganja, a.k.a.
Ganja, a.k.a. cannabis. AKA
cannabis. Oh, I love it so much.
I like using the scientific terms for things.
Yeah, ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Hooter Research. That's not as scientific.
That's so good. All right, kids, I'm Ben Higgins.
We have our new drop from today's Don't Do This segment that will be added to the list.
Oh, yeah.
Asking if she, quote, wanted this horse.
It's so newsy. It's very newsy from a newsman.
Hi, I'm Ben Higgins. Nice to meet you. I'm the newsiest person you know. Wanted this horse.
It sounds like you're on the 5 o'clock news. It really does.
I am on the 5 o'clock.
That's
news.
True. That's true.
He's literally on
the 5 o'clock news and the 6 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news.
It's fantastic.
Can I make an executive decision? I know.
Sure.
Your epic tease for this segment was
what was it?
MVP awards. As if there's any debate on who's going to win. We haven't talked about the Country Music Awards.
Oh, yes. The CMAs were
right,
last night.
We can do that. First, this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by...
Go ahead.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, head to your local Buffalo Wild Wings and try their new maple chipotle sauce for rich maple sweetness and a mild, smoky chipotle heat. Or for a bit of kick, check out the new Cajun sauce with a rich blend of spicy and tangy peppers. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. That's how they say it on the 5 o'clock news.
That's it.
Buffalo Wild Wings Go. All right, a little CMA talk. Coming up after the check traffic here on 97.3 The Fam.
CMAs last night. I'm assuming in Nashville, if I had to guess.
Ooh, sure. Good question. I had it on. Obviously, it was on Channel 10, so it was on all the TVs and the ABC last night.
I want you to see if you... Did you see it at all?
So I wasn't... Kimberly Hunt was actually watching it a little more closely than me at the cubicle next to me. And she was kind of going, ooh, and like... But I wasn't really paying close attention to the program.
So you don't know who hosted, right?
I don't.
Okay. I want to see if you can guess.
Oh.
By just their voices.
Okay.
Because I had a guess this morning. Paulie told me I was wrong. I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't know.
Yeah, no. This was a little excerpt from, I think, the opening monologue.
The opening monologue.
This is my very first time hosting. I had to ask these coaches.
Haley Welch.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. I said... That's Hawk Tua.
That's what she sounded like.
Wrong.
Oh, obviously it's wrong. They're not going to ask her to host the CMA Awards.
Why not?
If there was ever a time or a year for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hawk Tua is here.
All right, just play it again then.
This is my very first time hosting. I had to ask these co-hosts right here
Trisha,
for some advice.
I think it sounds like Hawk Tua. It sounds like a slightly older version.
Reba McEntire.
Shania Twain.
Just every country woman.
No, that's Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson.
And then...
I stepped in and I told Lainey to do what I've done my whole career.
What's that?
When you're in a rut, shake that butt.
Do you have a knife so that I can stab myself?
And I told Lainey just to smile, have
Manning.
Fun, and not listen to a single word Luke Bryan says.
This is year we discovered that cowboys cry, too.
But enough about Jerry Jones.
Did you write these jokes?
Brooks and Dunn are performing tonight. They first teamed up back in 1990.
I remember that, Luke. I saw them that year. How about you, Lainey?
I was born in 1992.
What?
No, this is what I heard. Jelly, he has spent the entire year exercising and eating healthy and drinking less.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Who listened? Sorry. Who's the record exec that heard Luke Bryan?
Hey, I'm Luke Bryan.
Sign me up.
So that was Luke Bryan.
Yes.
With Peyton Manning and Lainey Wilson.
But who listen? He
to
sings.
Do what I've done my whole career.
What's that?
When you're in a rut,
shake that butt.
Shake that butt.
He sounds like that when he sings. Who's the guy that said, "Hell yeah, I'm in"?
Shake
on that.
That butt.
I want to.
I'm impressed that Lainey knows Jelly Roll so well that she can just call him Jelly.
Jelly. I like that.
I call him Mr. Okay. Roll.
I call him Roll.
Mr. Roll.
Is that the worst? What's the worst nickname? Jelly? Jelly Roll or Roll?
Good question. I don't know the answer.
That is the stupidest opening I've ever heard in my life.
So the only moment that I really, like, Kimberly was like, oh my God, this woman has such a beautiful voice. And she says, I don't really listen to country music. I don't know who it is. And she said, they're calling her Casey. And I said, oh, that's Casey Musgraves.
She's
and
fantastic.
That was,
I love her. She's fantastic.
That was a sensational performance. She did like an acoustic, like very.
She's brilliant.
Very brilliant. I mean, that was really great.
Man.
That's the thing with country music. It is the best and the worst.
It really
we talked
is,
about this yesterday.
Just
show.
That butt.
That's the worst.
Save that.
Well, I should keep it. I don't know why.
He looks just like Butthead, and he sounds, it's so bad.
There was a moment, Jeff Bridges was
when you hear
giving an award.
Country Kermit, by the way.
Well, Jeff Bridges, I'm trying to think of why he was there. Is it because of that movie that he made years ago?
Did you ever see Crazy Heart?
I loved it. It's one of my favorite
best
music movies.
Ben, you ever
movies.
See it? No, you need to watch
it. It's phenomenal.
It.
I'm just like, what's he doing
I'm
with country
Blake,
music
darling,
in 2024?
I am the show.
I don't know. I mean, he's a huge name.
Sure.
Huge
name. So he
name.
Was presenting a major award yesterday.
Listen to this.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year.
I mean, that's the award,
that's
right?
That's the award, yeah.
CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Whalen.
Morgan Whalen.
I've always wondered how big of a star you need to be to know. I am going up to present like a major award, like the Best Picture Oscar.
Right.
And not prep at all. Like, if I'm going up there, even if I'm a huge star, I am looking and asking, okay, do I know all these names?
Yeah.
No matter who it is, am I going to be able to pronounce these names?
I want to think, because Jeff Bridges is such a badass, I want to think that he did it on purpose.
Who was it that read the wrong Oscar? Like, the Best Picture winner
the wrong
a couple of years?
Yeah. Picture.
Who had the wrong? Who was the person
it was
who
like
actually
a group
did
of
it?
People? I don't remember, but
that was incredible. Morgan Whalen. That's so good. I like
Morgan Whalen.
I like to think that he did it on purpose.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Morgan Whalen.
Morgan Whalen. Well, Morgan Wallen is your CMA Entertainer. Do you have any?
Congratulations today to the American League Most Valuable Player, Arson Judge.
Arson Judge, yeah. Man, that is so fantastic. Yeah, CMAs last night. I forgot they were on, but I knew Paulie would have some audio. Any performances of note other than Casey Musgraves? Did we miss anything?
I did not see any of those. Double check. I'd like to go back and watch the Casey Musgraves performance.
Next year, I'm going to watch it in its entirety so that I can comment on it fully.
Really?
Yes. I need to. I hate it so much that I need to really dive into it.
I did not see Post Malone. Was he on there?
I think he was.
I think he was.
I don't think he won anything.
Jelly Roll performed.
Jelly Roll
Mr.
got
Roll.
Shut out.
There was a George Strait tribute.
Oh, yes.
Beyonce was nominated, but she didn't win either, did she?
No.
I don't believe so.
I think Jelly Roll and Beyonce got shut out. Post Malone got shut out, I believe.
I am not okay.
All right, we get it, Jelly. Or Roll.
You'll win next year. You'll be okay.
You'll be don't fine.
JR?
Roll.
Just call him JR?
JR.
Roll. We have I found a Jelly Roll cutout here that I'd like to
did
bring.
You?
Yeah. I brought it in and freaked Paulie out with it one morning. There's the one back there.
You hit it behind the door. You said, Paulie, look what I just found. And you brought it this like 6 foot tall cardboard cutout of Mr.
Jelly
Roll.
We'll bring him in for the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be in there with us for sure. Put a Santa hat on him.
The social meeting from Major League Baseball today is going to be obnoxious when Shohei Ohtani wins the National League MVP award. So, like you said,
just shut it down.
You may just want to stay off for a couple of hours.
He's
the right choice. It's fine.
He's deserving.
It's fine. Give it to him. We know he's going to get it.
This really is like a
couple of rough off seasons for Padres fans in a row. It really has just been not great. At least we live here, though.
Nothing bad's happened yet this offseason.
No, I mean, but we've lost. We lost.
The, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we lost 24, you know, starting then. 24 scoreless, and Dodgers win the World Series. And
oh, hello.
Shohei's going to win the MVP, and we finished second in every other friggin' thing. So, yeah, it's been great.
All right, that's it for our fourth straight guestless show.
Yeah, buddy.
I think we've got a guest tomorrow. Evan Drellick is supposed to join us from The Athletic. Maybe we'll get our surprise guest at some point as well. Annie and Elston are coming up next for Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.